KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It's Legacy Church Day on ABQ Connect. Really just finding out, you know, what's going on at Legacy Church. Pastor Daniel McCabe joining us on the phone, staying with us. Of course, in our first segment, we had Senior Pastor Steve Smotherman with us. And I love the bold statements that Pastor Smotherman makes. His leadership is really amazing. Pastor McCabe, you have trouble keeping up with him?
Well, you never know what's going to happen. We might have our day or week planned out, and then, you know, God opens up something and pastor's vision, and we just adjust and make it happen. So sometimes.
I love it. I love it. And I so much appreciate you guys making the time today. We are now joined by Travis Clark. He is the director of Steelbridge. Homeless ministry. Steelbridge is, their whole mission is to provide life transforming solutions to break the cycles of poverty, addiction, and trauma. Travis, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. And, you're, of course, one of my close kindred, spirit filled friends because you're an old basketball guy.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm here to do. I'm missing some basketball, but.
Is that right? Hey, Travis, are you still calling games? Well, I guess there haven't been too many games since we've had COVID, but you're still officiating, right, once we get back to it?
You know, I walk around my house with my whistle, and I blow it just to get a little taste, but...
Hey, that's really neat. And Pastor Daniel, I got to thank you for setting up all these guys. I know it's kind of hard to bring everybody in on a phone call, and I'm looking forward to hear. Basically, from this point forward, I'm allowed to have you guys in the studio. So here in the next few weeks, we're going to get you in here to talk about these things in person, and that's a lot more fun. Travis, tell us about Steelbridge and how COVID has affected you and maybe a little bit about how our listeners can come alongside you and help you with dealing with the homeless population in our city.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jim, number one, I think what COVID did is if you don't use it as a negative, you use it as a positive. So a situation where we went into isolation, we were operating in, well, people were operating in fear. What we used is an opportunity to make things better. Mm. So we really used wisdom followed by, you know, Pastor Steve's leadership and what goes on there. And we sat back and made wise decisions to not let individuals leave the property. We made sure that we protected them. If anybody came down with any type of sickness, we quickly went and took them to get a test to make sure that nothing was wrong in that aspect. But then it also gave us a time to really just refine our culture, refine what's in our place. And then the most important thing we did is that we got the opportunity to go serve and come alongside like George Garrigo at Central Grill, Pastor Steve at Legacy Church, and just be a part of serving 80,000 breakfasts and lunches and putting food boxes together for rural neighborhoods like the reservation. So it gave us an opportunity to really assess who we are and spend time growing, getting closer to God, and just moving forward in that aspect.
So, Travis, you actually had a lot of the people that are in your facility and working in your community receiving assistance. They became ministers themselves and working and helping other people.
They sure did, you know, and I think, you know, ultimately one of our core values is actually to serve others or to serve our city. And when we look at that, it really just opened the eyes of the people there. And when they get in front of the idea that they can reach somebody out in Pine Hill, New Mexico, or an individual in Mescalero, New Mexico, because they simply can't leave their facility, it truly gets the salvation, the transformation of their heart away from their selfish endeavor of addiction or poverty or trauma to reach out and touch somebody else.
Yeah. Pastor Daniel, on say a weekly or monthly basis, how do you interact with Travis and try to encourage him and help him in what he's doing?
Yeah, Travis, he has a great team as well that's come alongside. So it just depends on the week, if it needs to be daily or weekly or maybe even, you know, skip a couple weeks in there because they've got things rolling right along. We actually did an interview, a Zoom interview with someone on his team today to fill a position there. And the great testimony to me, the best thing to me, the exciting thing for me was it's someone that actually graduated the program. So I've seen someone come in last April and they've turned their life around. They accepted Christ. I mean, he even knew the exact time of day he accepted Christ, last April 23rd at 1 p.m., that a year later has completed the program, and now he'll be able to, you know, probably use his skills that he has to come alongside. I mean, so that's a great testimony. So being able to help him with some of those different things, just some different things that we could bring to the table to help with some, maybe some HR, some interviewing or some finance thoughts, just to help get that team up and up so that they're being the best stewards possible for all the different people in the community and churches that give to Steelbridge, that they could just truly know that their money is truly going to help people really transform and change their lives.
Travis, tell us a little bit about your program, what people go through once they get involved with Steelbridge, and then maybe a little bit about how our listeners can come alongside you and support your ministry.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. So number one, the biggest thing that we're doing is we're out there to help anybody that needs to transform their lives. So they could be in a process of just depression. The young man that Daniel was just speaking about, he actually came into the facility and he wasn't an addict. He'd never used drugs. Alcohol wasn't an issue, but he had severe depression issues. Mm. He had anger issues. So an individual can come into our program. They get interviewed. And once they're here, they work through a series of phases, which we call our foundations and basics phase, where they're just truly connecting to God. We're spending a ton of time in biblical principles of what does it mean? What is God talking about? How do you go through the process of salvation? We also do a lot of, classes in terms of relapse prevention and financial development. We want to teach them life development, spiritual development, how to become whole and healthy. Mm. Once that's done, we highly encourage them, Jim, to go get a job, but don't leave the facility. Because a lot of times it's easy to go through class, and actually programs like that that are just only class-based may not work. It's the ability to actually go get a job and then live real life and stay out of all the junk that happens to us. So we encourage them to stay here, save money, get an apartment, so when they leave our facility, they have a job, they have a house, and they're plugged into a local church. Those three things are the outcomes we look at when developing a person, and that's really what we strive to do. For our partners out there, for the listeners on the call, we always need volunteers. We need people that are spirit-led, that understand biblical principles, to come volunteer to teach a course. We need people that are willing to come in and serve a meal and partner with us in outreach aspects. And then most importantly, a lot of people out there, Jim, may not have the time to do that, but they have the gift to give.
Right.
So as we talked about, we do give to the community. We give hundreds and thousands of pounds of food away. We give about 400,000 meals a year away. So we need people that have that gift of giving to bless the ministry, to be able to continue the ministry so that we can transform these people's lives and allow them to live in our facility, because a person in our facility costs about $25,000 to $30,000 a year for one person to go through the program in a year's time frame. So it's not cheap to transform a life, but it's much better than the penal system, which is about 80 to 100,000, and there's not usually fruits of the labor of the Spirit that come out of that.
Well, and not only that, but people that are incarcerated are not adding back to the economy, and what you're basically doing is helping people become productive members, and they're paying taxes, and they're contributing to, they're probably even donating to your program, which is kind of the conviction that I'm sure I would have if I was a success story coming through Steelbridge. So that's amazing. Pastor Daniel, I want to ask you, and I meant to ask Pastor Smotherman about this, but on your website, legacychurchnm.com, you guys talk about living generously. Talk to us a little bit about living generously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of our vision statement. We want people to connect with God. We want them to grow relationships. And we see it, as a journey, basically. People take steps and some next steps in their life. And then that people would truly live generously. And it's not just about money. Of course, that is part of it, that people would be generous with their finances. But it also becomes about living generously with their time, that they would do what the Bible teaches us to do, and that they would serve in their local church, that they would come alongside and maybe serve in a place like Steelbridge, where they can reach out to the community. But that people would truly say, hey, I'm taking what the Bible teaches me, and so I'm going to live generously with my time. I'm going to serve at my church. I'm going to help people come to know Jesus, help them be discipled. I'm going to give. I'm going to give of my finances. The Bible teaches me to do it all the way through, Old Testament, New Testament. Jesus himself talked about tithing. So we can't, there's not too many arguments there. We're, as believers, We're to live generously in every area of our life. So that's what that is, Jim, that we just want to encourage people to continue growing in Christ as they connect with God, then they'll grow in relationships with people, and then they'll live generously in every area of their life.
Pastor Travis, I don't want to speak out of turn here. I don't know if you heard Pastor Steve in our first segment, but he mentioned that Legacy Church doesn't feel like they should try to do everything. That's why they partner with ministries like Steelbridge. So I want to ask you, how do you invite other churches? You already have Legacy involved. How do you invite other churches to become part of your ministry and invest in what you're doing?
Absolutely. So I think the opportunity for other churches to come partner alongside of us is for them to come down and spend some time here, develop relationships. You know, we have a couple of men's groups that come in on a Saturday morning and are able to connect with the people. You know, we're so into connection that if a church can spend time and they can have value and have a purpose, so when they leave here, you know, not everybody is going to go to Legacy Church or Calvary Church. We want to teach them that there's other places for them to go to, but we know they're going to have a church home and be planted and be able to grow and find a place that they feel comfortable with as they leave this facility. So we'd encourage them to reach out to us, to have a conversation. You know, they can plug in and they can, we have Wednesday morning service. So we invite them to come and be able to maybe give a word of encouragement and teach and thought during that period of time. But just reach out to me at 346-4673. We'll get them scheduled. We'll do an interview, take them to coffee, and just make sure that we're, you know, we all believe the same direction and we're trying to do the right thing, because the last thing we can do is create inconsistency with these people that are truly trying to transform in their direction of their life.
So I want to remind our listeners, Travis Clark is the person to contact at Steelbridge. You can contact Steelbridge at mysteelbridge.org, and you can call Travis at 505-346-4673. Travis, thanks so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.